It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Anthony, you like how I waited till the beat drop there? It's professional radio.
Well, smooth, man. Smooth.
Normally I don't point that stuff out, but sometimes y'all just gotta recognize that I know what I'm doing over here. There's a smoothness to the program that becomes very apparent when we mess up because it becomes very not smooth very quickly. But sometimes, you know, we're just letting y'all know that we are paying attention. Anyway, the point is, Anthony, that you sent me something that is not so smooth when it comes to the Commander's defense. And I will let you, since you found this stat, you found this tweet, I will let you read it to the people.
All right, gotcha, man. So everybody's been talking about, you know, how bad our, you know, defense has been. And It compares historically to some of the worst defenses through three games when you look at DVOA. So right now, and this tracks all the way back to 1979.
Whew.
Since 1979, we are one, two, three, four. It's the fifth worst DVOA through three games by an NFL defense. That's where we rank right now.
That seems absurd. There's no, like, you're telling me they're worse than every other team. Some of these teams have given up, I guess they've given up 30 twice. That's crazy. But also, you know, you think of like what they gave up to the Giants. If you're talking about yardage, what they gave up to Cincinnati in yardage was somehow worse than the total. So looking at what DVOA is a stat, I guess that makes sense. This actually comes from a guy named Aaron Schatz, who we've actually had on the show. He's kind of the godfather of DVOA. Here is how he starts his article on this week's defensive DVOA, and this is on the FTN Fantasy Network. Last week, my hook for the DVOA commentary was that the Saints and Panthers were among the historically best and worst teams through two games. There's no such hook this week. In fact, what's most interesting about this year so far may be the lack of extremes, especially when you look at this year's best and worst teams compared to the now 45-year history of DVOA. There's one exception, and that's the Washington Commanders defense. Remember how bad the Broncos defense last year was? Historically bad. We remember because the Commanders obviously beat the Broncos. That's me putting in commentary to Aaron's writing here. But yeah, remember that Broncos team that was literally the worst defense the first half of the season? The Broncos were like defeated. I don't think they won a game for like week seven or something like that, it felt like. Or they were one in whatever. They were awful, and the Commanders beat them pretty good. In that second half with Sam Howell. So he says the Washington Commanders have been almost as bad when we adjust for the fact that scoring is down around the league this year. The Commanders are just 26th in total DVOA. So you combine offense, defense, 26th in total DVOA, despite being 2-1. And a big reason is the horrible defense. Washington has a top 10 offense, but their defense is way, way, way behind everyone else. Here's a list of the worst defenses ever through three games. Remember that the defense is worse when it is higher because that means more scoring. So the DVOA percentage, they have it at 37.5. And that is the only teams worse are hilariously the 2049ers, the 2013 Washington team, 1990 Seahawks, and 1979 Cincinnati. Like those are the teams that are it. It says most of these teams didn't actually finish out too bad. The 2008 Lions were winless. The 02 Chiefs, a couple others, all won at least seven games. So obviously Washington Washington is really struggling defensively. But I do think it's worth some context. And this is where like, okay, just tell us that it sucks. We can see it. Don't try to sugarcoat this, Hoffman. I get it. But that's a boring radio show. That is a boring, not very insightful. Yeah, they're not very good. Here's the context I'll give you on the numbers slash on the defense. After watching it back, there are, if you squint your eyes, some signs of hope. The rush is a little more cohesive. The coverage is better. The Cincinnati Bengals just absolutely hammered the very few opportunities that Joe Witt Jr. gave them. And that's a huge thing. You have two plays in this game of maybe what felt like five. Like they couldn't have played more than 10 snaps in this game of single high safety coverage or slash man to man or, you know, cover three, cover one, whatever version where you wind up with singled up coverage on the outside. I don't know if they played more than five snaps of it. They certainly didn't play more than 10, and they had two long touchdowns on it to Jamar Chase. One of which, Benjamin St. Juice, in like the ultimate BSJ, he doesn't play it that badly. He squeezes Chase to the sideline. Like, I expected to watch that back and be like, damn, Benjamin, like, that was pretty bad. And no, he squeezes him to the sideline. He's kind of right there. He needs to make a play on the ball, but Chase hits him with these late hands. So, like, if BSJ has had to turn and chase Jamar because Jamar's so good at getting on top of guys and stacking them and doing the receiver stuff, that BSJ is now like, okay, I have to play through his hands and watch in case the ball comes. And Chase, at the very last second, goes, hoop, there are my hands, breadbasket, catches it. It's impossible. Like, Jamar Chase, full Jamar Chase on that one. And obviously on Sanders still, he routes him up pretty good, but, like, that's a pretty bad job by Mikey. But still, there's 14 points based off of, or two touchdowns based off of two plays, killing them for the mistakes. You could also say, hey, well, they missed a field goal. It could have been worse. But down in, down out, they're giving up these chunks, and that's why the DVOA number is so bad. It's because, on average, let's say a second down run from the minus 39 goes for four, and they're giving up, like, you know, seven or eight on it. And that's how you calculate DVOA. And if you're looking at yardage numbers, Anthony, it is pretty hideous, even if they're bending but not breaking as much in the red zone, at least enough to be 2-1.
Yeah, the fact that we're this historically bad, I mean, again, I think it screams at the need and desire to, you know, want more out of the guys that we're paying big money to. And I understand they are being doubled and things of that nature, but it doesn't make sense that Johnny Newton played on less than 40% of the snaps that John Allen, Deron Payne played on, and he still managed to have three more tackles than both of them combined. Like, that screams effort. That screams, you know, we need more out of these two. So, I mean, yes, we're here right now, but again, those other teams that finish with 7 wins, 8 wins, it's not too late to, you know, right those wrongs, turn things around. And we're in a better position than those teams because we won two games despite being this bad.
100%. And the other part of this, like, you're right, right? You need more production from your stars. Like, I think those guys maybe played a little better than it felt on watching TV, but, like, they didn't play awesome. That's for sure. Like, they didn't secretly make plays. Like, the tackles are the tackles, the sacks are the sacks. Deron had some good rushes, especially as the game went on. But again, he's got to finish. Like, we know that he had opportunities he didn't finish. That's kind of the point, is like, hey, man, you got to finish those. That's why you're Deron Payne. But I think the other context in terms of the full team is they're, you know, if they're dead last in DVOA by that much, that tells you play per play, they're giving up more yards than anybody else by a lot. Yet they're only fourth worst, which I realize is not good, but fourth worst in total yards given up this year.
Oh, wow.
Right? So what does that mean? How do you get that? They're facing less plays. Yes, on a couple drives, they have given up quick touchdowns, but mostly, it's because their offense is keeping the defense on the sideline. They're playing the time of possession game. And, like, if there is not an argument to be made there for complementary football and understanding where your weaknesses are and how you have to use your offense to help your defense, I don't know what to tell you. Like, yes, this defense is real bad. The good news is, as a team, they are covering for that. The bad news is that is a lot of pressure on a rookie quarterback and an offense to continue operating at an absurdly high level where they are scoring on literally every drive. They haven't punted in 2 weeks and they haven't turned the football over all year. It shows you both the power of complementary football, the power of holding on to time of possession, the power of limiting the other team's plays, the effectiveness of red zone defense. And if you can give up yards but not give up points, then you can be the fourth worst in yards and only the let's see, where are we? 1, 2. Well, they are the fourth worst in points, so it's just a different order of the teams. But at the end of the day, like, it tells you both those things, the context, but it also tells you how thin the ice is. That if one of those other factors goes haywire and this defense keeps playing like this, they're going to give up you know, 40 instead of 30, and they've already given up 30 twice. So I do think that, like, again, when I say provide context, not all the context is like, oh, actually, everything is fine. It's just like, here's a number, here's what it means, and this is how it ultimately fits into the entire puzzle of their season so far. And the word so far are really important because, like Aaron says in his article, and like you pointed out, plenty of other teams have started really bad and turned it around, and they are a couple pass rushes hitting, a ball getting tipped and an interception, whatever, away from having these numbers look completely different. Small sample sizes. Three games,
man.
Out of left field, question for you. If you were to talk about DVOA to Zaire, an actual NFL defensive player, how hard would he reject that number? Would he be like, I don't care, take your numbers and shove them? Or is he a guy that, like, is interested in the data?
No, he doesn't care for the numbers. He definitely – well, I know he doesn't care for the numbers because I think PFF, he doesn't even know what that metric is, like, based on, like, how they get the grades that they get. So he doesn't really pay attention to a lot of the numbers, and I think a lot of those guys don't.
Yeah, no, I don't think they either. DVOA is not like a – it's a calculation. It's based off of numbers as opposed to, like, a guy watching tape. And the PFF does as well as anybody. The problem is there's extreme limitations in that. So there's – I understand why guys get upset at PFF. So there's that. Sorry, PFF, didn't mean to take a shot at you at the end. I like your data. It's very valuable. Okay, when we get back, our NFL tiers. Can the Commanders hop out of interesting but not quite good enough? Are we going to give the Commanders a puncher's chance? That's next on the Team 980.